I titled this message, Let's Talk About Faith. That's how he starts out in verse 1. Now faith is. This is one of the few times where the Word of God gives a definition of a doctrine or of a grace. This is one of the grace, faith, hope, and love. You know, in Corinthians we have a definition of love. Love, and then he tells us what love is. And here it's faith. And the apostles have much to say about faith throughout this whole epistle. Because salvation is by grace through faith. He said that Israel of old could not enter the promised land because of unbelief. I was reading the latter part of Deuteronomy today, and the Lord said, this is a people. This is back in Deuteronomy. This is a people in whose heart there is no faith. They don't believe me. That's what he's saying. They don't believe. They don't trust me. Yeah, they don't trust me. Now, back in the previous chapter, the apostle closes with the subject of faith. He said, the just shall live by faith. And then he takes them from what they could see to now what they cannot see. Why is faith so important? Well, he says in verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's not hard to please Him, it's impossible. Without God-given faith, the gospel is nothing but foolishness to the natural man. The gospel of the grace of God is foolishness to the religious man. If that's all he is religious, and has not Christ. When you talk to him about God choosing a people, Christ dying for that people, Christ being the righteousness of that people, that's foolishness even to the religionist who has not Christ. Without faith, the unseen is not real, which makes nothing but skeptics out of all of us. Without faith, you can't comprehend. Because it says in verse 2, through faith we understand. We are able to have some comprehension of how God made the world, the ages, and how God saves sinners through faith. But it's a God-given faith. This faith doesn't come from the natural heart. And then secondly here, everything the Hebrews had experienced in worship, this is why he's dealing so much with faith. Everything they had experienced in worship, they could see with the natural eye. They could see it. They could see the priest. They could see him daily. They could see the priest. They could see the sacrifices. They could see the lamb being slaughtered every day, morning and evening, all those sacrifices. They could see them. They could see everything. Their whole system was on what they could see. But now they couldn't see any of these things. They couldn't see any of these things. The things that now that he's talking about can't be seen with the natural eye. They can only be seen by faith. Faith, listen, God-given faith sees Christ just as the natural eye sees each other. Like I see you right now. God-given faith sees Christ. It sees Christ. Not in a bodily form like I see you, but I see you. But now without faith, I can't see Christ. I can't have any comprehension. I can't have any understanding. But when God gives faith, you can see Him. And He's real to you. He's real to you. Jesus Christ is not real to very many people. But Jesus Christ is very, very real to everyone whom God saves and gives faith to. Now the faith spoken of here, first of all, he says faith is, and let me make this statement first and foremost, faith is the gift of God. Listen to Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. That faith is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. The gift of God is the work of God. Faith is not a product of the natural heart. No one by nature will or can believe God with saving faith. You can't do it. Darkness will not come to the light. A liar will not believe the truth. It just won't do it. It's just not going to do it. The scripture says the natural mind is enmity against God. We were born with a natural mind. We were born at war with God. We were born not believing God. Skeptics. Skeptics. The natural mind calls God a liar, as Satan did in the garden when he said to Eve, "You shall not surely die." That's what he said. You're not going to die. For God does know when the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be open, you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil, but you're not going to die. And every natural man has that same attitude toward God. Enmity, calling God a liar, not taking God at his word. You know, not to believe the gospel is to call God a liar. To not believe him when the gospel is preached, to walk away from it in unbelief is nothing more than calling God Almighty, who cannot lie, a liar. It's calling him a liar. Faith is, that's what it says. Now, faith is, simply stated, is to believe God. It's to believe God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Paul said in Acts 27, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God." This is faith. Now, this is faith. "For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." That's faith. That is faith, simply put, is to believe God. It's more than believing some things about God. The devils believe some things about God. They believe there's one God. That's why he says there in James chapter 2, "Thou believest that there's one God, thou doest well." Well, the devils believe and tremble. They believe and tremble. It's more than believing some things about God. We have been taught from our childhood. I tell you, from the time I can remember anything, I was taught in the existence of God. I was taught that God created the heavens and the earth. I was taught that. I was taught. It's more than just believing in the existence of God. Although it does believe. Faith does believe in the existence of God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he truly does exist, that he exists. However, it's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than just believing in the existence of God, or you wouldn't come to God, right? He that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's a given. If you're going to truly come to God, you're going to believe, first of all, that he is. But here's what I think it means. It means this, is to believe that God is who he is. That's what it is. He that comes to God must believe that he is who he says he is. God has revealed himself in this book. All that you and I ever need to know of God, Everything we will ever need to know of God in this life is revealed in this book. God has made himself known to his people. And faith believes that God is who he is. Faith believes. Now listen, we don't just believe that in a doctrine called holiness, that God is holy, or we believe that God is holy. It's that real to us. We know that. We're convinced of it. We're absolutely convinced that God is holy. It's to believe that he's holy. It's to believe that God is merciful and just and immutable and has all power. It's to believe that he is who he is. Not as we used to think. They said, you thought I was altogether like yourselves. There in Psalm 50, you thought I was like you. But one day through the preaching of the gospel, God gave you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to believe. And you realized, me and God's not alike. Not the way I am. We're not alike. No, we're not alike. God is holy. I am sinful. God is light. I am darkness. God is life. I was born in death. Dead, it says, in trespasses and sins. It is also to believe, true faith also believes, that Jesus Christ is who the Word of God says he is. He's the seed of the woman. All those types and all those pictures, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of them. You're convinced of that. You're convinced of it. He's the God-man mediator. He's not just a man, he is the God-man. He is God in human flesh. God has become a man. I've been looking at Isaiah 43. I'm going to preach from that, Lord willing, in California. And the Lord said, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing. And when I looked at that, I thought, yeah, he's going to do a new thing. He's going to become a man. He's going to be made sin. He's going to die. I'm going to do a new thing. Something you've never heard of. I'm going to become you. God became a man. Faith takes Christ to be his prophet, priest, and king. I need a prophet. Moses said, the Lord will raise up a prophet like unto me. Him shall you hear. I need a prophet to reveal God to me. To reveal the mind of God to me. I have that in Christ. I need a priest. No one dare come before God apart from a priest. We have that in Christ. We have that high priest in the Lord Jesus Christ. I need a king to reign and rule. Not only over me, but over everything else. I need one who has all power and all authority over everything. I have that in Christ. Brethren, that's real to faith. That's real to faith. Faith takes Christ to be its wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Our all in all. I am 100% convinced that Jesus Christ is enough. I don't need any more. I am 100% convinced that in Christ I'm complete. I don't need one thing added in order for me to stand before God. I have everything, absolutely everything, and every believer has everything they need to stand before God. Right now. Right now. I have that. And faith receives Christ as he's revealed in the scriptures. And then faith believes that we are as the Word of God says we are. None good. No, not one. No, not one. Even me. Dead in trespasses and sins. And faith believes this with all your heart. If God has saved you, God saved me, with all our hearts we believe this. We believe it. And this faith, he says, is the substance of things hoped for. It's the ground. It's the one of the Greek meanings was it's the title deed. It's the title deed to the things we hope for. Faith apprehends what is real in the spiritual realm, that which the natural senses can't even comprehend. You can't do it. You cannot see it. You can't see where God is with these eyes. You can't comprehend with this mind, with this natural mind. You can't do it. But now listen, faith apprehends it. Faith can apprehend what's real in the spiritual realm, what our natural senses can't even get a grasp on. What the eye is to the body, faith is to the soul. We see God, we see Christ, we see and hear and understand truth. And you know why? Because God has worked in you faith. God has given you the gift of faith. That's why you believe. Faith gives real substance of things hoped for. It makes the things that we hope for real. Now, faith doesn't make them real, but it makes them real to us. They're real because they are real. But when God gives a person faith, these things are real. These things we hope for. What are these things, some of these things hope for? Acceptance. Are you wringing your hands and you worry whether you're going to make it or not? As someone said to me, he said, I hope I get it right. I told him, I said, you're not going to get it right. Jesus Christ got it right. You and I never get it right. We never get it right. But I hope to be accepted in the Beloved. Accepted. He has made us accepted in the Beloved. That's real faith. That hope, that expectation. That's not a wish. That's not a wish. That is an expectation. That God has accepted you. God has accepted me in Jesus Christ. And faith lays hold of that. Faith lays hold of that. I hope to be saved from sin. I hope to be saved from the curse of the law. I hope to be saved from these things. The wrath of God to come. I hope to be saved from these things. Faith makes these things real to us. God-given faith. And it's the evidence, it says, of things not seen. That word evidence means this. It means, it's the evidence of things, it's the conviction. You have a strong conviction that these things are so. I mean, there are men and there have been people who burned at the stake because they were fully convinced this is the truth. This is the truth. It is a strong conviction. It is the evidence. You can read it like this. It's the evidence. It's the proof. It's the proof. I know it's so. You know, you can say, I know it's so. God said it. I know. Why are you so confident? Why do you have such conviction? I'll tell you why. God has given you faith. That is faith. That is faith in action. That's faith at work. When you have those strong conviction, this is so. I know it. I know Jesus Christ is God. I know I have salvation in Jesus Christ. I know I have forgiveness in Him. I know I have cleansing in Him. We just sang this, the song there about the blood. I can't see the blood. You believe it's so? Absolutely. Why do you believe it's so? Because God has given you faith, and that is faith at work in you. You believe, it's the evidence, it's a strong conviction that salvation is real and you have it in Christ. When I die, and I've not been laying on a bed ready to die, but I believe when it comes time to die, my only hope is Jesus Christ. That's it. It's not me and him. It's not me cooperating with him. It's him and him alone. God has become my salvation in the person of his son. He's done that. Faith, listen, faith gives present reality to things unseen. It gives present reality to the things that are unseen. And what are these things unseen? Let me just give you just a few of them. Well, first of all, God. God. God is spirit. No man has seen God at any time. No man. Well, what makes you think God is real? Why are you not an atheist? Or an evolutionist? I tell you why. Faith. God-given faith. Now I'm talking about God-given faith here. I'm not talking about false faith. But God-given faith makes God real to you. God reveals himself to you through faith. And you see him. You see him. Not with these eyes. But you have a spiritual sight. That which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. And you have spiritual eyes. And you, when you read God's Word, this is not a, you know, some people read this like a novel. You know, they'll read the flood and they look at the flood and you look at the ark. You see, all they see is flood and you see the ark. You see the handiwork of God in everything, don't you? Don't you see the handiwork of God in everything? A hurricane comes through, you turn the news on, it's Mother Nature. You don't say that. You don't say that. You say God did that. God did that. And the reason you do is because you can see God by faith. You can see the unseen. I haven't seen the covenant of grace. I haven't looked into that book, but I believe there is one. I believe just as sure as the world there's a covenant of grace. And the reason why? Faith. Faith. I've never seen Jesus Christ. Nobody here has ever seen Jesus Christ. And yet, what are we doing here this evening? We are here to worship Jesus Christ, someone we've never seen. Why do you think he's real? What makes you think he's real? Now, there's a lot of people who think he's real historically. And historically, it can be proven he was real. Josephus speaks of him. Jewish historian. You know, the Bible speaks of him. But Jesus Christ is more to you than someone who lived 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ is someone who lives in you. And you live, now listen, as a believer, you and I, we live God conscious. And we live conscious daily of Jesus Christ. There's not a day that goes by that I believe I can say this for everyone here who believes the gospel, who believes on Christ, there's not a day goes by that you don't think of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a day. He's that real to you. Jesus Christ is as real to me as you are sitting there. That's faith. That's God-given faith. That is given through faith. That's what they've given to. I'm convinced that he rose, and I'm convinced that Jesus Christ came into this world, died on a cross, and rose again from the dead and ascended to heaven in a city that God's right in. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced of it. By faith, we have a firm conviction of these things. They're real to us. Can you explain this to the natural man? No. No, no more than you can explain light to a blind man. You can't explain color. Explain color to a person who's never had sight. Faith takes God at His word and embraces the promises. And just, I mean, you know, a lot of people read this book and it really doesn't mean anything. You read this book and it means something. The promises of God you hang on to. He that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. That's one of the most precious promises to me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. Lord, I come. I come based upon your promise. You said you wouldn't cast me out. And it says, by it, that is faith. And this has the meaning of, and I know I can't explain this like this. I probably ought to, but it has the meaning of a witness. It's like this faith, this God-given faith, is the witness of God in you. It's the witness of God in you. You're His. Or you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe the gospel. You'd be religious. We're all religious. But Christ wouldn't be your life. You wouldn't follow Him. You wouldn't be His disciple. By it means it has to do with being a witness. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Faith has the power to see and realize the unseen, for the experience of the fathers proves it. I got that out of another translation. That's what it's another way of saying it. If you'll notice, everything mentioned about the elders, those who've gone on before us, that's what he says, the elders, that's all those gone on before us, all of them. And we have a description of some of them in the rest of this chapter. Every one of them has to do with faith and not works. He's going to give a report of some of them, and it has to do with faith and not their works. And what works they did through faith, believing God. They were saved just as we are, by faith. Believing God, taking God at His word. As I said, faith takes God at His word, and these unseen things, such as God, is real. Look in verse 27. He's talking about Moses. Let me go back to verse 24. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect to the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as what? That's faith. That there's faith. Seeing him who is invisible. You can't see somebody that's invisible, can you? Now how can you see someone's invisible? That's the natural man. I mean, that's the natural way of thinking. You can't see someone who is invisible. Faith can. Faith, as I said, sees God. By faith, we see God. God is. And through faith, we understand that the worlds, that is, the ages, were framed. Now, let me read this one of these translations here. I thought it was good. The word framed here means this. It means to fit out or equip so that a person or a thing thus equipped, fitted out, might serve the purpose for which it was made. In other words, all the ages that have been made, all the millennials, all the universe, everything that's been made, it's like one writer said, it's like part put to part, and where it's all together, it serves the purpose for which God has created it, which is to make a people just like His Son. That's what's going on. This whole thing, this whole creation is working together for you and me, us, to bring us to glory, to fulfill God's purpose in having a people just like Jesus Christ. The earth is not just spinning out there in space. Everything, every little minute thing that's happening in the world, in your life, in outer space, we can't even see what's going on. Out there, I mean, the zillions of miles out there, we can't even see what's going on. That is working for our good. And all those parts, just like you take the engine in a car, all those parts of that engine is working to make that car go forward when you drive it. And everything is working right now to bring about God's eternal purpose. And you believe that. You see that. I see it. You see it. I know you. If you believe God, I know you see it. Can I comprehend all the vastness of it? No. The wisdom of it? No. Only God can do that. But I see it. I see it. Through faith, we understand that the ages, the world were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen, everything we see with these eyes, were not made of things which do appear. How foolish, how ignorant, how dead must a person be to believe we came from the monkeys? That's a real slam, if you ask me, on the monkeys. I think it is. At least a monkey has an excuse for acting like you do. We don't. We don't have an excuse. We've been given, you know, God's given us skill, reasoning skills and thinking. And that's what you go to read Romans 1. I read most of it to you last week. You know, the things which may be known of God, they just cast them off. Cast them off. But you and I know, and we're convinced, that the things that exist were not made. And here's what it's saying. The things that exist, the things that exist were not made out of anything material. God did not take any kind of matter and bring it together and create the earth. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let the earth bring. God made everything out of nothing. Just His own mind, His will, His purpose in it. He said, that's a cow. Bring a cow. It's a horse. Everything God made, He made it out of nothing. That's what I was saying. The things that are seen were not made, or the things that are made were not made by the things which we see. It's not like all this matter came together. It's not like it was a big bang. It's not like there was a big bang and then all of a sudden all this stuff started coming together. How foolish, how foolish, how far did man fall? I tell you how far man fell. All the way. You know, he's still falling. He's still falling. You know, when the scripture says when God cast him into the hell, he cast him into what? He calls it a bottomless pit. Bottomless. The fall will never stop. The fall of men and women will never end. It'll always be further and further and further away from God. Faith gives understanding, and I'm going to close, I'm taking too long here. Faith gives understanding to the spiritual mind. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and you have a spiritual mind. And faith gives understanding to the spiritual mind. We understand how the world was made, how God put it together. We understand that. To understand something, listen, you must be able to rationalize it, right? Now, if you don't want to understand something, you have to be able to have some rationalization about it. Faith gives spiritual rationalization to the things created. Faith does that. God did it. That's spiritual rationalization. I can't even say it. Rationalize it. The more I try to say it, the worse it gets. God did it. That's the easy way to say it. God did it. What the world calls foolishness, now listen, what the world calls foolishness makes perfect sense to you. Doesn't it? It just makes perfect sense. The way God saves sinners through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His person and work, makes absolutely perfect sense to you. How God can be a just God and a Savior in Christ makes perfect sense to you. It's not foolishness. No more. No more. What is a great mystery to the natural man is not a mystery to you who believe. It's not a mystery no more. It used to be, but not no more. We understand how a man is born again by the Spirit of God and the flesh has nothing to do with it. We understand there's a new man born of God. Nicodemus didn't understand that. He said, how can that be? And the Lord said, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. That's how it can be. And we understand that. Faith is the gift of God. Faith is the confidence. It's the confidence that God will do just as He said He would. It's the proof. The very proof that you're a child of God is that you believe God. You believe Him. You believe Him. And faith receives Jesus Christ and lives upon Christ all its earthly days. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 9, or Hebrews chapter 11. All right, let's go. Hebrews chapter 11.